You say you were born in Newport, Diana. When did you first come to Abbeycombe here?
Well, my father was born here and his father before him and many generations before that. So Abbeycombe has always been a part of my life because my grandparents lived, well, my grandmother lived here. My grandfather had died the year before I was born. And so for as long, well, for as long as I can remember, Divana in particular in Abbeycombe here has been part of my life. So yes, I was born in South Wales because my parents were living and my father was working down there at the time. And we moved up when I was about four or five. We moved to St. Harmon, which is 8 miles away from Abbeycombe here over the hill. And so we used to come over every single weekend, partly because we had lots of family here, so my cousins were here, but mainly because there were Methodist chapel services being held here, so we'd always come to those. So whilst I was living in Mid Wales, so from the age of four or five, I was over here every single weekend. And then growing up, when I got a little bit older, early teens, 12, 13, something like that, in the summer holidays, my older brother and I would cycle over here, the 8 miles over Rhaeadr Hill or through Bulchasana. It's hilly either way. And we'd spend every single day in the summer holidays here. And we'd come over after breakfast from St. Harmon. We'd cycle here. It would take about an hour, I suppose. We'd spend all day here playing with my cousins because there'd be a huge crowd of people here, cousins, uncles, aunts, grandmother, although she died in 1978. So, but my father's eldest brother, because it's a big family, my grandmother had 10 children, 8 of whom survived, I know, or I knew. Yeah, so we just used to have the freedom of the great outdoors, and we'd be building dens, climbing trees, not really helping with the farming. But I do remember running around the hills collecting sheep, trying to round them up. They were wild. But it was just part of growing up. And we'd come in at lunchtime, have some food, and then we'd all disappear back outside again. And in the summer holidays, it was great because my cousins from Southampton, and Nottingham would also, because one brother moved to Lymington in the New Forest and the other moved to Nottingham. And in the summer holidays, certainly the one from Lymington would spend a lot of time here in the summer holidays with his family. And so, you know, there was quite a group of us in the summer holidays, more so than the rest of the year round, I'd say. But having said that, a lot of my cousins are local and still are. So yes, I've got lots of memories of that nature, but also my one brother moved to Tinacoid, which is the next farm up, and Cwmgwynlyn, farmed both Cwmgwynlyn and Tinacoid. And we used to go over in some holidays, haymaking. We used to climb up Scwyfa. We used to cycle a lot. That was our mode of transport. So yes, like, you know, a lot of happy memories. And I've got some photographs of us. Yeah. So and pictures. The standard photograph for generations of people at Divana have been exactly the same shot in front of the house. There'd be a group of people, and you know, that would be the standard photo. So I've got photographs going back to my grandparents when they were young and they'd got all of these kids, and then all the preachers and, you know, whoever was here on a Sunday, oh, let's have a photograph. So there'd be a photograph. So there's loads of group photographs with the same backdrop, across generations.